this leak is really Panama Papers on steroids.
World leaders, politicians, and billionaires with hidden vaults of wealth. A new chapter in a never-ending story. The Pandora Papers is a leak of almost 12 million documents that alleges concealed assets, tax avoidance, and in some cases, money laundering by some of the world's richest and most powerful. More than 600 journalists in 117 countries have been sifting through files for months as part of the largest ever global financial investigation. Among its findings, King Abdullah II of Jordan, who used shell companies to build a real estate portfolio worth more than $100 million, with properties spanning Malibu, Washington, and London.
There's no indication or suggestion in our reporting that this is indeed illegal, but I think we have certainly asked the king, why were these purchases made through shell companies? Why has none of this been disclosed publicly?
Representatives of the king insist no wrongdoing is involved. They told the consortium that he used his own money, not Jordanian government funds, to make these legal purchases. The reports also say Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and his family have at least $30 million in offshore accounts.
This is a president who, for many years, and even a few years ago, sat down with a BBC interviewer and said, if anyone has something to tell us that we haven't been transparent about, let them tell us. And I suppose today, with the Pandora Papers, we're doing just that.
Other notable leaders with lucrative holdings. The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who the consortium says avoided paying hundreds of thousands in property tax on a townhouse by buying the company which owned it. The Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš up for re-election. The investigation found some of Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's inner circle also benefit from offshore trusts. He has vowed to punish lawbreakers. Quote, my government will investigate all our citizens mentioned in the Pandora Papers, and if any wrongdoing is established, we will take appropriate action. Some will question whether countries such as the U.S. and the U.K. are doing enough to regulate the use of shell companies and tax avoidance measures. Analysts say this latest report makes it hard for citizens to trust their leaders, including in the Middle East.
In the Arab world, it exposes much more than just tax evasion. It exposes this. It exposes the impact, actually, and the amount of money that is resulting from this web and intersection between business people and the spheres, the public spheres of power.
The allegations in the Pandora Papers are just that, allegations. There is no proof that leaders mentioned in the stories broke any laws. Whether those laws should be changed is a matter for public debate. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Aman Shahidov is a political analyst in Azerbaijan. He says the reports are baseless.
The real fact is that this information has no real basis and completely is black PR against the Azerbaijani government, because this type of information is circulated in a number of Western media from time to time. And later, it turns out that this is completely false. And in this way, some circles, some powers, especially via the international organizations, are trying to get some political influence on the Azerbaijani state and the country's first person, especially President Ilham Aliyev. And the purpose is clear: to discredit the Republic of Azerbaijan, which pursues an independent foreign policy in the region and the world, in the international arena, to conduct a black PR campaign against President Aliyev and his family members, and to obtain certain concessions from official Baku, because Azerbaijan is country-rich in oil and gas, and a number of Western companies have signed agreements with Azerbaijan, and Azerbaijan is one of the leading exporters of oil and gas to the world. On the other hand, geopolitical goals are behind this black PR.